Hi children, here we are again with another lesson from the Bible. We will stick to the story of Moses, and today's lesson is, it might be a little bit difficult to understand, but I will try my best to explain in details. It is just as important as any other lesson, hence why I did not want to skip it. And the lesson is going to be on sin in our lives. Let's get a little introduction for the lesson. As you remember from previous lessons, the children of Israel were a group of more than a million people living as slaves in Egypt. After being slaves for about 430 years, God used his power to free them from Egypt and the rule of Pharaoh. This was a fantastic day for them. They were all finally free. After knowing nothing but a life of a slave, they were now finally free to live however they want. And once they left Egypt, God wanted them to know and remember how he rescued them from the slavery. So he told them to remember the day they left Egypt every year with a 7-day feast. And this is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This Feast of Unleavened Bread is the celebration of the journey of children of Israel through the wilderness. When following Passover and their exodus from Egypt, they ate unleavened bread, which then was substituted by the manna, which God himself provided for them for the rest of the journey to the promised land of Israel. And as you remember from our last lesson, manna is the bread of the angels. So let's try to understand what this whole leaven and unleavened means. Leaven, in its simple definition, means a substance that causes another substance to rise. So for instance, if we're talking about bread, the ingredients you need to make bread is only flour and water. Now, other people might add different stuff to it to give it a flavor, but the basic ingredients to make bread is simply flour and water. Now, if you mix those two and bake it, you're gonna end up with unleavened bread, or simply a flatbread. Now, if you were to add leaven to that, or as we mentioned, the substance that causes another substance to rise, well, that substance would be yeast. By mixing flour and water and just a little bit of yeast, it will cause the dough to rise and to expand. Now, the weight will not change much. There's going to be very little change. But as far as the structure, it's going to be much different. Yeast will expand the dough, they say, from 50 to 100% its original mass. So if you put the two complete products next to each other, like a flatbread without any yeast and the bread that has yeast in it, the difference is going to be very significant. And this gives us an explanation in a physical understanding of what leaven and unleavened means. But what does the Bible tells us about leaven? You see, Bible gives us two definitions of leaven. They both come from Jesus, and the definitions are good and bad. And it is not a physical form of definition, but a more of a spiritual form. One definition that Jesus gives us is in one of his parables when he's trying to explain the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says in Matthew 13:33, "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." So here we see that God uses leaven in a good sense. Interesting enough that just a verse, two verses before the 33rd, God says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and make houses in its branches. So we see that if God, through his word, which here we see as mustard seed or as leaven, is being added into your life, it will be him who would expand you and grow you and make you rise. Now, again, we have a different explanation that Jesus gives for leaven, and we see that one in same book, Matthew 16, verse 6. Jesus says, "Be careful, be on your guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And by saying this, Jesus says that these two groups are able to add their own leaven and cause people to believe in something that is not from God. And if we think about it, I'm sure most of us would choose to be brought up by the leaven from God versus the leaven from man. Leaven from God is truth, and leaven from man is lie. And as we know, lie is a form of a sin. So with that being said, let's take a look at how the Israelites celebrate this feast of unleavened bread today. It is a little bit different from how they used to do it, but the concept remains the same. Now, before the feast starts, the parents will take some bread, regular bread like you and I would use in our daily lives, and they would hide pieces of it all over the house. Then, once all the bread is hidden, all the kids go on a mission to find the bread. They basically play hide and seek with bread. Sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? Well, imagine this. What do you think they do once all the bread has been found? Eating it would make sense, correct? But that's not what they do. They don't eat the bread they find. They go outside and burn it. That's right, they play hide and seek with bread, and then once all of it is found, they go and burn it. Now that sounds very odd. Here's why they do all this. When they find the hidden bread, they are finding all of the leavened bread in the house. They are on a mission to remove all of the leaven from the house. And as we mentioned previously, leaven could mean sin. So when the Israelites go and search for all the leavened bread in their house, they are showing how sin needs to be removed from their life and from our life as well. Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, talks about leaven as a symbol of sin as well. He doesn't say leaven itself is bad, but if we understand how leaven works, we can understand a little how sin works. Here's what I mean. How many of you have ever told a lie? I know I have definitely told many. What happens when you tell a lie and you don't get caught? You wait and you wait, and then you think to yourself, I didn't get caught. I got away with it. At that moment, you puff yourself up. You think of yourself a little differently. You feel like you got away with something. You walk around all proud, knowing that you got away with something. That's what we call being puffed up. And soon enough, you tell another lie. And if you don't get caught, you tell another one. It becomes easier and easier to sin. Like the leaven in the dough, your sin puffs you up and changes you. It rises you up. Now the problem is, you are no longer able to have a relationship with God. The leaven or your sin in your life prevents you from being connected to God, or prevents you from being lifted by God. Now, when we are lifted by God, this is what we mean by saying have courage and have peace and strength against the temptations in this world. This is what we call being brought up by God himself. Now, when it comes to the leaven of sin, what we need to do is take that leaven out. We need to take out the sin out of our lives. But do you see the problem? Can we pick out all the pieces of sin out of our life? No way. It is not possible. It would be literally impossible to try to remove all the sin from your life. As hard as you try, you're still going to sin. As much as you want to, you just can't stop doing what is wrong. It is literally impossible for you to get all the sin out of your life. So what do? We look at the person who can help us and clean us from all the sin. That's right, I didn't say remove this sin from our lives, but clean us of our sin. Let's go ahead and read 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We look at our Redeemer, the man who has the ability to take away sin because of his great power and because of what he did for us on the cross. Jesus, our Redeemer, has the power to remove the leaven from our lives. What is impossible for us is possible for him. What we can't ever do, he can do. And all we have to do is ask him. So let's practice right now. Let's talk to the one who rescues us and saves us, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Let's talk to him and ask him to remove this sin from our lives and to bring us up in his truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word, and I thank you for that we can study it and learn from it. I thank you, Jesus, for coming down to this earth, for giving up your life on the cross, for shedding your blood, and through that blood, we are now capable of being clean. Lord, there is a lot of sin in our lives, and we ask you to please cleanse us from it. Cleanse us and bring us up in your truth, and that way we can be strong and courageous against the temptations of this world and fight against all the sin. Father, we can't do it on our own. That's why we're asking for your power to help us. I pray that every child that is listening to this lesson today understands that being brought up in this world by the traditions of the world and by the lies in this world will only cause harm. But being brought up by the truth of your word is what's going to keep us safe from all the lies that this world is feeding us. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers and answering. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now, there's going to be some questions for you guys to discuss with your families. First question. Jesus gives us two definitions of leaven. One is good and one is bad. Do you remember what those definitions were? Question number two. Can you explain the difference between leaven and unleaven? Question number three. If we have bad leaven in our lives, what does that leaven represent? Question number four. If we have bad leaven in our lives, what are we to do with it? And question number five, it'll probably be a little bit difficult. After answering the previous four questions, if we have sin in our lives, why do we have to repent of it and ask Jesus to cleanse us? Thank you so much for listening, and you have a blessed day.